The Old Testament reading comes from 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 42 to 44. A man came from Baal Shalisha, bringing the man of God 20 loaves of barley bread baked from the first ripe corn, along with some ears of new corn. "Give it to the people to eat," Elisha said. "How can I set this before 100 men?" his servant asked. But Elisha answered, "Give it to the people to eat, for this is what the Lord says. They will eat and have some left over." Then he set it before them, and they ate and had some left over, according to the word of the Lord. The New Testament reading is taken from Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 to 21. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so that they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish," they answered. "Bring them here to me," he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Thanks be to God.
So let's pray together. Eternal God, as we have heard your word read to us, we pray now that you would help us in our understanding. Grant us your Holy Spirit as we come to reflect upon it, and help us to hear what you are saying to us. In Jesus' name, amen. So, as we've heard about already today, we're reflecting on the story in the Gospels, which I guess many of us will remember from Sunday school days, Jesus feeding the 5,000. But of course, as Matthew records, it was only 5,000 men. Women and children weren't calculated in that number. So it would have been a massive crowd that followed Jesus, several thousand people at one time. This story is so significant that all 4 gospel writers record this story. And this story of feeding the 5,000 men isn't to be confused with the other event of Jesus feeding 4,000 men. That's also recorded in Matthew 15 and in Mark 8. That was a separate event. But this miracle of feeding so many people with such little food displays the compassion and provision of God. It displays the compassion and provision of God. Now, Matthew's account tells us that when Jesus heard about the death of his cousin, John the Baptist, he left in a boat to go to a remote area to be alone. Well, everyone needs time and space to grieve. But of course, the crowds find him and they long, they yearn for his teaching and his healing. And verse 14 says, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. If we were in the same situation, we would just want the people to go away, but Jesus responds in such compassion to their need. Now, as we read the text, it looks like the crowds had been with Jesus for most of the day, because in verse 15 we read that evening. It's a remote place. There's no shops. And of course, the disciples say, you know, Jesus, let the people go to nearby villages to get some food because they're hungry. And of course, then Jesus comes out with this great one-liner, you feed them. Well, the disciples, you can imagine, would be totally aghast by that. How on earth are we meant to feed them? They really still don't understand who Jesus is yet. So, of course, they, as we know the story, they rumble up 5 loaves and 2 fish and give it to Jesus. Now, it's interesting when you read all the accounts in the gospel stories, it's only John who actually records that it was a little boy who gave this food to Jesus. Read it for yourself, John 6, 1 to 15. Then, of course, we know how Jesus gave thanks, how he blesses it, how he offers a prayer, and a miracle occurs. 5,000 men plus however many women and however many children are there, they all have enough food to eat. And then on top of that, the disciples pick up the leftovers. See, they clean after themselves, unlike many people. And then they gather in 12 basketfuls. 12 basketfuls of leftovers. This story that we know so well says an awful lot, and I just simply want to limit my thoughts to a couple of things. But for me, this account is all about how people hunger after spiritual and physical food. The crowds were massive, because there was hunger to receive ministry from this rabbi, this Jesus of Nazareth. They longed for his teaching and healing, so much so that they didn't come prepared for a day out. No one stopped and planned ahead and have a packed lunch with them. They just ran out to listen to Jesus when they heard that he was over here. But of course, by evening time, the crowds are hungry, and Jesus tells his disciples to feed them. Jesus understood that these thousands of people must have their physical needs met as well as their spiritual needs. I was born and raised in a Methodist home, and I've always been immersed in Methodist values, one of which is our social concern. And so we don't talk in terms of the social gospel as if it was a separate thing to another element of the gospel. For the gospel is the gospel. Whether that be meeting the physical needs or spiritual needs or emotional needs or psychological needs, whatever that is, the gospel is the good news that is in Jesus, who brings life and hope. William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, talked about soup, soap, salvation. In other words, he understood that people won't be open to hearing the good news of Jesus on an empty stomach or when they're dirty and have no dignity. The event of feeding the 5,000 men emphasizes the need to combine the spiritual and the social. It is the one work of God. And that's now the responsibility of the church as we carry on the mission and ministry of Jesus into the world today. Let me remind you of what James chapter 2 at verse 15 says. Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by actions, is dead. I think that one of the major challenges that will come out of this COVID pandemic will be the economic difficulties for so many people. We've seen in the past week or two, haven't we, how businesses are closing down, meaning people are losing their jobs, their source of income, perhaps in that household, maybe the only source of income. So I suspect that there will be a greater need for food banks than we've ever seen previously, certainly in recent years. And the church, being the body of Christ on earth, is called to minister to all who are in need. But it won't be simply ministering to those who are in need in our local communities, though it will definitely mean that. We will also need to offer a global response as well. When I was a child, like many kids, I didn't like my greens. I still don't. I didn't want to eat my green vegetables, and Mum would always say, you know, well, the starving children in Africa would really appreciate those greens. And of course, I would, you know, retort, well, they're welcome to it. But in addressing the question of world poverty, it will involve addressing the issue of economic injustices in the world. We know something of that, what's called the 80-20 split. Now, this isn't an exact mathematical equation, understand, but it helps to illustrate something of the inequality that there is in the world. So it goes something like this, that 20% of the world's population has 80% of all the money, and 80% of the world's population has about 20% of the money. I'm sure it's even more poignant than that nowadays. But this is a challenge for us in the church, and will continue to be a challenge as we seek to faithfully be the body of Christ in the world today. People are hungry. People will be hungry, both for spiritual food and, of course, for physical food. And what this story reminds us is that Jesus will meet the needs of all people. And he will do it with abundance. I love the fact that there were just 5 loaves and 2 fish, and thousands upon thousands of people were fed, and then there were 12 basketfuls filled with leftovers. Such is God's gracious provision. We are given far more than we need or ask. And as God feeds people spiritually and physically, he will use his church. Asami was reminding us earlier along with the children's talk, is that there's an important principle here about what we give to God. Sometimes we think that what we can offer is so insignificant, we'll not do it at all. But we know God has given us so much in terms of gifts and graces, and particularly in resources. And we think, well, what can my little offering be worthy of? And yet we see here, Jesus takes this small offering of 5 small barley loaves and 2 fish, and he does a miracle. He supplies the need through this. He multiplies what is given. Last week we were reflecting on the mustard seed and the yeast, both small and seemingly insignificant, but having a huge impact. God will take what we give, even if it is a little, and he will multiply it to provide the needs of others. He will work that miracle. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. And of course, Jesus taught his followers to pray, give us each day our daily bread. So each day we come as hungry people looking to be fed by Jesus, physically and spiritually. This story says something very significant about the compassion and the provision of our God, and how God gives that in such abundance. Jesus is never too busy to meet anyone in their needs, let alone us in our needs. And let's remember that Jesus will use us as his church, as his body, to bring him who is the bread of life to all those who are in hunger and in need. Amen.